So how were you introduced to OCF then?
I came 1970. We came 1974 or 75. OCF was probably in those 4 or 5 years was at the peak of the ministry, and subsequent years after I left. At conventions, we would have 500. You know, I think 300, 400, 500. And OCF Victoria, we have Clayton, Parkview, La Trobe. And the students group were all very active. Like we have a booth in the university at orientation, and we'll be reaching out to a lot of the OCFers, I mean overseas students. And I think at that time we had a lot of Colombo Plans students from Singapore, and in fact the year before we arrived, there's a lot of boys from Singapore, or Colombo Plans, and then they were like, you know, they were praying for girls to arrive. So in my year, all the girls arrived, and of course some of them married each other, but anyway, it was quite funny. They were like Hong Kong, a lot of Hong Kong students, a lot of Singaporean students, Malaysian students. I think these are the three main students here. Yeah. And I think La Trobe University started at that time, not too long ago. Pastor Webb, with a PhD student, actually started the group there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Monash University was quite a young university. Mm. So so we had three centers. It was a huge center.
So could you describe like a typical meeting, like what would you do and how big?
So usually we would have, most of us would, I mean, in Parkview, we met in a house, one of the house that belonged to 3 or 4 boys. So it's packed like in the lounge, and those lounges in those homes are very big. And then it would be spread up to the corridor. And we have announcement, we have some songs, and then we will be break up into those who are seeking. I think I was in charge of one of the group where we're just answering questions for people who are interested but they are not Christians, and then there'll be different Bible study groups. We probably have 5 or 6 groups broken, taking up different bedrooms in the big house. Yeah. And then we would have a welcoming orientation dinner for something like that, welcoming the new students, and we'll be reaching out, helping the students, picking them up, and you know, helping them with setting up home or introducing them to different people that need flatmates and all that. Yeah. But I think the big thing was the OCF convention, where right at the start of the year we'll be planning the OCF convention, which rotate in different cities.
Yeah.
So I've been the mission coordinator. but I was in charge of organizing some of the committee for the OCF convention when we had it in Melbourne. And just before I left, I was to be working with Kelvin. Kelvin Ma. I was to be deputy to him, but then I came here, so that was the end of. Yeah. So we all worked really well together as a student group. And I think there was a question as to whether there were opportunities for young men and women. There were lots of opportunities, and I think we were like being mentored to be training into leaders.
Who mentored you?
Mr. and Mrs. Morton, and then Pastor Webb. We started a prayer meeting in my flat. So I had Kelvin, myself, Christopher So, and Isaac Chung, and some of them have returned. So out of this group, so we were the main leaders, right? Kelvin is a missionary to Korea, became OMF president. Christopher went to Bible college and did a master's. We worked in Africa, and Isaac became a pastor, and then we have 3 or 4 who returned to Singapore, but they are continually been active, and in fact, one of them is the transport minister of Singapore. But they are really active in their work. So we are people like in our 60s now. So I think that I guess every group believed that they were the peak. You know? But Mr. and Mrs. Morton and Pastor Alan Webb actually really mentored a lot of us. Ching Chung, Henry has become a pastor, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Chiang, Henry Chiang.
Henry Chiang, C-H-E-O-N-G, in Singapore.
No, no, he's in KL.
And we have Bobby O. Bobby went to Papua New Guinea with his wife. They work with
Wycliffe.
So there are others after I left Melbourne. I don't know.
So it sounds like the mentorship was very effective. Can you describe a bit how would they mentor you? Like, was it formal or was it a weekly session or?
With Alan Webb, he was directly mentoring the people in La Trobe. For Bruce and Ruth Morton, during my 4 years there, we would be, in fact, they were very relational in the way that they pastor us, and then we would go to them for advice. And it's not like, okay, let's sit down and, you know, what does leadership look like? But it wasn't like this. It's just probably informal, and Bruce and Ruth would invite us maybe individually to have prayer time with them. So that sort of mentorship, I think. But Pastor Webb would, with the La Trobe group, because it was a new group, and he would, I think he actually had meet with the leaders before the Friday night meetings. Whereas for our group in Parkview, I think many of us were like natural leaders and just took over, you know, the leadership and But with Kelvin, I think Pastor would spend a lot of time with Kelvin Ma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kelvin Ma was an associate pastor when I was in Swahili Street by that time.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's connected in many, many different layers.
Mm.
And so how was it in Adelaide, and how did you?
So I didn't get involved with OCF until Sock Lane, because for some reason my sister wasn't involved. She didn't take an interest in OCF. So we were involved with this house group. And so by the time I got into OCF, I was quite late in my, I think it was fourth year medical school. So I didn't get too much involved in leadership. But we met in Millswood and Table, you know, Table in Millswood.
Yeah.
And then went to the one in town, that church was set.
CRC.
There was CRC as well. And then there was one on Pulteney Street, was that?
Church. Scott's Church. I've never been to
Scott's Church.
Opposite the university.
Yeah, Scott's Uniting Church.
No, you were there because we had to sit on the floor and Carmen Wong.
I thought that was at Table.
Oh, was that Table?
Yeah, that was at Table.
I got insulted badly by Carmen Wong.
Yeah.
She's an oncologist now.
Oh, yes.
Actually, Carmen is amazing. Like, she's one of the top oncologists in Singapore.
Mm.
And she would have a prayer group for her patients in her practice.
But talking about mentorship, I think the Fungs mentored us.
Mm.
Even though they weren't directly involved with OCF, right? But they were very much our mentors.
It's sort of informal, like not like let's study a book, but it's just.
They took us under the wing, and we go to the Bible study and.
Yeah, we went to the Bible study from church,
And so on. But I was more involved with AACC, the outreach with the Vietnamese refugees.
Yes.
And, so that was very time consuming.
So by this time you had moved from Edwardstown Baptist House Group to join AACC during the fourth year when you joined OCF as well.
I think so. That's when we started. Going to ACC,
So, like, going back to like student leadership, did you ever encounter were there instances where it was beyond you, like caring for your members, and issues came up that was you felt you couldn't handle, or emergencies or things like that?
Emergencies. We took students to emergency departments. I think a lot. If we had any crisis of personal, because there's all these older people from church that we are able to go to. So I think if there's anything that we as a student, so we never work just like this horizontally, we always have a reference point. And there's Chik Kwang as well. Chik and Julie. Chik Kwang. Chek Kwang. He became a pastor at one of the Glen Waverley churches, I think.
A COC as well?
I think he went out to Glen Waverley to start a church. I'm not sure what.
So as advisors, they were like advisors or they were students?
They were like, so we came 1975. They probably have come like 3 or 4 years before him. Yeah.
So the seniors kind of like look after.
Yeah. I'm sure we have like a leadership forum, and I really can't remember.
It's almost 40 years.
But I remember we were all very enthusiastic. We all worked really well, like during most of us would I think at that time, because Australia was offering free education, so the people from Hong Kong, like Kelvin's group, they are like from families who are not really well to do, where we can't pay lots of private fees, and so if academically if you are good, we all got admitted into the Australian universities. So I actually matriculated in Kuala Lumpur. So those of us who did well got into Australian universities. Those who didn't have to pay to go to England or to Canada or to the States. Okay. Yeah.
This was before HEX.
So we have free education. But you need to be very good.
It wasn't free by the time my time.
Yours was the last year free
for medicine.
For medicine.
But when
that
we were
was
doing
1975, that was the last.
No, 1970.
The last year of the
free education for medicine.
So I think then Marilyn, Auntie Marilyn, was more involved.
Did you know Marilyn at that time?
We know of her, but we only.
She was in intensive care with malaria, cerebral malaria, and.
I was in final year medicine.
And everyone say, have a feel of her spleen.
So that's how we first knew Auntie Marilyn.
So you do remember that episode, but she talked about it. Marilyn told me.
You remember?
I remember, yeah.
She remembered clearly.
Because her case was presented in the medical grand round, you know, like, so I don't know. So I was, the thing was, is this missionary? And the professor was saying, do you believe this? In this day and age, we still have missionaries. Okay. And I remember Peter MacDonald. That's infectious disease. And I remember sitting there. Really must pray for this. So I prayed for Auntie Marilyn even before I knew who she was. So she, you know, the physical, like Becky's exam. So everybody would go and examine her spleen. Like really not interested in who she is, but I think she was in intensive care. Mm-hmm. I think she had cerebral malaria.
Yes.
So that's how I knew Auntie Marilyn before I met her. Her spleen. The presentation in the medical grand when I was a medical student. Yeah.
So when there are people from different churches, you know, or you were not so much in OCF. I'm just wondering how OCF was interdenominationally was. You remember anything about that?
I think during our time, people were quite united. Most of the leaders were involved with ACC, and then like Ching Hien or Sim Hee, they were all involved in mentoring them. But I don't see any big issues, right? But subsequent years, I don't know. Because after we started
speaking
working,
in tongues an issue.
I don't think so. Like, big. Yeah, I don't think it was such a big deal. Like, I did never. You know, like theological differences has never been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And with the church, I think all of us agree on, you know, the main tenets of our faith and the forms of worship, the manifestation of that, it was not such a big deal. We never argue about speaking in tongues. Well, I never did, or the way that we worship, you know, like And we, I come from a very conservative Brethren.
The Brethren, we were like mainstream, you know.
Okay, so coming from a Brethren church, but meeting people who were Pentecostals, that was all fine, not a big deal, or not a shock to the system or anything.
Not really, because I think it was Jeff Bingham and Barry Chan who preached a lot in AACC in the early days.
And so we're grounded in
Scripture. Yeah, so they were systematically teaching.
I mean, Jeff Bingham used to say, zeal without...
Fervor without... No.
Knowledge.
Zeal without knowledge. Zeal without knowledge.
It's a concern or something, like we can't just have zeal, but we are not founded on the word of God is you know, hula bala.
So there was good teaching from the churches, and everyone was grounded, and the word was
united. Word was preached,
yeah.
I think that if OCFers, if we are not just as OCFers, but associated with the church, like it's the same in Melbourne, the time that I was there, it's always with Swanson's Street Church of Christ, or you know, the new churches in Glen Waverley.